I tell you, the Lord is close to those who are of a broken heart. There'd be a lot of people walking around with a broken heart over their children, different situations in their life. And the Lord says he's the one who heals the brokenhearted. Ooh, let him heal you. Who broke your heart? Your heart can be broken in a million ways by almost a million different things. But the Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Have you been wounded? We get wounded sometimes by what people say. A lot of times what people do. Or what they don't do. Or even what they don't say. We get wounded. And so we have people, wounded people walking around. Brokenhearted. Either won't acknowledge it or don't know that that's what it is. And are trying to deal with things and wonder, why is this continuing? Why am I like this? Why do I feel like this? Just like I went to the doctor. Why? Why am I feeling like this? In my case, it wasn't physical. It was emotional. Emotional pain can be worse than physical pain sometimes. Are you hearing me? Ooh. Lord, you got me in this. You got to get me out. When we bury emotions, and how many know we're good at that? We bury them alive. And they will reemerge. And anger is the secondary emotion that is rooted in grief. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 25:28, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down. I mean, no life can break you down and without walls. The word builds the walls up in our life. I said the word builds the walls up in our life. Asking God for wisdom builds the walls up in our life. The less word you get, the less walls you have. The more the devil comes over your little picket fence. Oh, nice little picket fence. Steps right over it. Messes up your garden. His big old feet. Old split foot. I mean, he's good at messing things up. God's good at taking messes and turning them into miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the enemy just walks in, wreaks havoc with the emotions. But God invites us to put in place the guardrail of dealing with our emotions as we are led to true growth. We've got to deal with our emotions. Yeah. The problem is when we deal with our emotions, everybody else has to. I just can't stay out of it, folks, I'm telling you. Woo, boy, I feel that. God, help us. I may know they're going to come out some way. They've got to release some way. You can't carry all that stuff all the time. When somebody blurts it out or bursts out or rails on you, you got to understand they're really hurting. There's a lot of pain there. You've got to see beyond the outburst. See beyond what is in the physical. There's a lot of pain. Mm. Real life. Not Sunday morning make-believe. Sunday morning, put the smile on. Hallelujah. God invites us to put in place the guardrail of dealing with our emotions as we are led to true growth. The third guardrail for our hearts, we must choose to grow. Somebody say grow. I mean, we have 40-year-old babies. How many have met somebody that never grew up? Come on.